Thank you for joining me for part four of How to Open Your Own Profitable Real Estate Agency. At the conclusion of part three, we began to explore how to open a profitable real estate agency from scratch. I suggested that if you're going to open from scratch, start with a small shoebox agency and then build it into a dazzler using profit to fund your growth instead of borrowings. This is a smart strategy and a safer one. When you open, chances are high that you and perhaps a business partner may be the sole producers of income. Whether there's one of you or more, it makes sense to keep your break-even point as low as possible. The lower the break-even point, the sooner you begin to make a profit. And at the risk of nagging, you are in business to make a profit. So please open your manual at page 53 and we'll begin with stage one. Now, starting with a shoebox agency is your smartest option. And as I said in the introduction, start small and grow from the income you earn and save and not from borrowing. If you're starting out on your own, you should do everything you can to keep your break-even point as low as possible, reduce your debt liability in the event of failure, and believe me, it does happen. Give yourself an opportunity to prove to yourself and your spouse that you can do this, and build a cash reserve to fund stage two, which is moving into larger premises. In this stage, you open with only the bare necessities. You operate from a serviced office, which comes equipped with office machines, furniture, and a receptionist, whom you will train to answer the telephone as you wish it to be answered. Now, if the serviced office does not supply receptionist services, you can hire a virtual assistant for approximately $1,300 per month. This is Australian dollars. This has not been factored into the ongoing monthly expenses for opening in stage one, but you will need to add this expense to your opening monthly costs if you engage one. If you rent premises, you'll be obliged to offer a director's guarantee, which could see you lose your family home if the business fails. We've seen people lose from $150,000 to over $350,000 in failed startup real estate agencies. A large part of this has been due to rent guarantees, so start small. In your first year, your aim is to establish a footprint in your chosen area, brand your agency, market aggressively, and prospect heavily. You can also hire during this period. Actively seek a salesperson to join your new business so that when you move into stage two, which is moving into bigger premises, you'll have this foundation for a winning team. Now, your goal in the first year is to finish with $100,000 in cash in the bank with low monthly expenses. Now, this is a realistic goal. With an average selling fee, say, of $12,000, monthly expenses $10,000, your break-even point with you doing all of the selling is less than one sale. Make two sales per month and you're well on your way. At this point, you may be thinking, well, what about wages for me? Well, welcome to the world of business ownership. Your income comes from the profit your agency makes. Make no profit but still pay yourself a wage and you're eating into your capital, more than likely your family home. So keep all expenses, including your personal expenses, as low as possible. Focus on results and build your bank balance. On page 55, you'll see a sample budget for a shoebox agency and you'll see the costings for setting up. And I'll take you through these one by one. Now, fit out, nil because you're using a serviced office. Window display, well, you're not going to have one, so the cost is nil. Furniture, supplied with the serviced office, nil. Office equipment with the exception of a computer, nil. Sign writing, nil. Now, you can have a computer, and we just recommend at this stage a laptop. That's about $2,500. Image design, tender for this, and by all means check with Great Graphics. That should be around $1,500. Signage, $2,000. Website, $2,500. Licenses and approvals, $2,000. Stationery, business cards and other office supplies, $2,500. Accounting fees for company setup, $3,000. Total setup costs, and this is the maximum, $16,000. Now, you're also going to need some trading cash. From the time you make sales, you'll have to wait several weeks for the fees. So in addition to your startup costs, you must provide for the reality of no income for 3 months. Therefore, you're going to need additional cash equal to 3 months' expenses. So your estimated monthly expenses, $12,000 per month. Cash for 3 months trading, $36,000. Total cash required to open and trade for 3 months, $52,000. And you should have that cash on hand at the time you open, and you've got to make sure that it's not from borrowings. Now on page 56, let's look at the ongoing monthly costs for the first year. First of all, there's print marketing for listings. That's $2,000. Then there's digital marketing for listings. That's $1,000. Hiring marketing, that's in both digital and print formats, $500 per month. And please, you must not neglect hiring marketing. You need to start building a team as soon as you possibly can. And then there's property marketing, and this includes the cost of signs, $2,500. Total marketing costs per month, $6,000. Now, property marketing is a controversial issue for real estate agents, and I'll talk to you more about that later. But the thing to remember is that most property marketing, as it's done by typically by real estate agents, is wasted money. Now, let's look at the other ongoing monthly costs. There's rent for the serviced office, $1,500. Now, this should get you a physical office out of the CBD of Sydney or Melbourne. CBD offices are approximately $2,000 plus ongoing charges such as internet. Now, you can work from home and have a virtual office for under $300 a month, but we feel that having a real office that you can go to may be better because you have fewer distractions than working from a home office. Remember to add the cost of a virtual assistant if you need one. But another advantage of having an office that's not in your home is you're going to make it easier to attract winners to join you, winning salespeople. Winning salespeople are not going to work out of a home operation. Now, the other expenses are phone and internet, $200. Insurance, $1,000. Subscriptions, $600. Vehicle, $500. Training and consultation, $1,200. And please don't neglect training. You will stifle your business if you do. Other expenses, $1,000. So your total monthly expenses are $12,000. Now, you can open a real estate agency for approximately $50,000, which includes 3 months' expenses. You can allow the business to grow with low operating costs of around $12,000 per month. You can build a cash reserve that you can use to fund stage two. Now, after trading for about 12 months in a serviced office, then, and we discussed this on page 57, you can move to stage two, which is expand into premises. Now, these are the costings I'm giving you at the moment for stage one and for stage two. Your goal should be to fund your expansion into premises from cash earned from your first year or more of trading. Learn to fund growth from cash and not by accruing further debt. Now, this is a great business practice to develop. By operating from a serviced office in your first year or so of trading, you know how to find business without hoping for foot traffic to walk in. You know that you do not need ground floor premises with high passing traffic and the high rent that goes with such premises. So this model does not allow for ground floor premises, and so no window display has been factored into the costings. But let's look at your costings for setup in new premises. First of all, there's fit out. As with any other aspect of your business, every dollar you spend on fit-out should be based on economy. You want to achieve the highest value for the lowest cost, a high quality of presentation for the lowest spend. Now, get quotes for fit-out, painting and for decorating. You may be tempted to paint the premises yourself, but this time is better spent prospecting for listings. Consider carefully what you take on. Balance the desire to save money against the necessity to find stock to sell. The best use of your time in the early stages is looking for new business. You will starve without it. Pay up front for everything. Avoid fixed expenses. Lease premises only. And remember that being flashy can send you broke. Spend with care. The minimum fit-out allowance is $10,000. The next thing to consider is setting up and equipping your office. Now, you don't need as much as you think you need. Let's think about furniture. Agents commonly spend up to $30,000 on buying furniture for their new office. This will be more than your entire fit-out costs. If there's one place you can make huge savings, it's with office furniture. Desk, chairs, filing cabinets, prints for walls, and maybe a coffee jug, they're all you need. Even a fridge can wait. Use second-hand furniture and fixtures wherever possible. You can do a lot of research online, check out auction and classified sites, and check out the private ads and liquidation sales. Now, the maximum allowance is $4,000. If you look at the Pittard offices, you'll see that they're well presented. You know, they're nice looking offices, but most of the furniture in there is second hand. The desk that I use, I've had it for probably 10 years, and then I bought it second hand. I've moved it to two offices since I bought that desk. It's a nice big desk. I can spread out my work when I'm working on a big project, but it's second hand. It doesn't look second hand. It looks as good as the day I bought it, and it looks as good as the day the first owner bought it as well. Next is office equipment. As with everything at this stage, you're only going to purchase what you need. What you want can come later. Now, you'll need the following items. A phone system, 5 lines, maximum allowance, $5,000. A multifunction printer, maximum allowance, $5,000. A results whiteboard, maximum allowance, $500. Computers, maximum allowance, $4,000. You need to think about sign writing, maximum allowance, $3,000. Image redesign, because you might want to think at this stage about a new logo or a new look. You might want to update your look. Image redesign, maximum allowance $3,500. Stationery, business cards and other office supplies, maximum allowance $3,500. Miscellaneous items, $1,500. So the maximum setup allowance is $30,000. This makes the total maximum allowance for fit out and for setup $40,000. You're also going to need trading cash. So on page 59, let's look at the cash flow estimates. At the time you move into new premises, you should have some settlements coming in, but you need to keep income flowing. So set up and commence trading as quickly as possible so that you can get back into creating results. For safety's sake, in addition to your startup costs, you must provide for the reality of low income for 3 months. It would be wise to have a cash reserve that's equal to 3 months' expenses. If you open with just yourself, a receptionist and one salesperson, your monthly expenses will be approximately $30,000 per month. Now, we don't recommend expanding into stage two until you have at least one winning salesperson on your team. Your break-even point will be hard for one selling principal to achieve alone, at least regularly. Your trading cash required is $90,000. Total required to expand into new premises is $130,000. Now, you'll still have to keep your living expenses low unless you and your salesperson are exceeding 5 sales per month between you. Now, on page 60, let's talk about starting from scratch versus buying your existing office. Starting from scratch in stage one requires $50,000, including 3 months' expenses. Can you do better by buying an existing business? Now, operating costs will be similar to your agency in stage two, with monthly expenses of about $30,000 per month. Now, you'll still need operating cash, so you will still need to have $90,000 in cash to trade until settlement occurs. Now, the team you inherit will most probably not be the team you want. If the previous owner relied on his or her sales income to help pay the bills, you're buying a business with an incompetent sales team. You may be obliged to purchase the rent roll, and with it many problems that you're not ready to face. If you do purchase the rent roll, you may be tempted to do it with borrowed money. Now, rent rolls are extremely overpriced, and to buy them with borrowed money wipes out most of the profit. We don't recommend buying rent rolls with borrowed money. Now, even if you buy the business for the cost of fixtures and fittings, say $30,000, you'll need $120,000 for the purchase price and cash reserves. So you have all the risks that come with starting in stage two. Now, let's look at the monthly expenses for the first 3 months. This is based on the owner being a selling principal with one salesperson and a receptionist who's also a secretary. Now, this is a very lean start, but it's a good foundation upon which to build a great business. If money and time is allocated to hiring, and I stress, you've got to allocate money and time to hiring. You have to grow as quickly as you possibly can, and I mean by bringing on winning salespeople onto the team. Now, the following costings are a guide only. Because your salesperson will make some sales on which commission or bonuses are payable, and you'll make sales that do not attract commission, these figures are just broad estimates. Much will depend on your method of rewarding salespeople. Now, this is a bit of a warning here. If you use the reward systems that are common to the industry, you will not make anywhere near as much profit as you would if you paid by salary and bonus, as recommended by Pittard. You and your salesperson must make sales. You can't afford to have an underperforming salesperson at any time, but certainly never when you're expanding into larger premises. Now, with a small team of winners and a low break-even point, you will make profit. Business management systems such as Pittard's agency profit system make you aware of your break-even point. Your profit is in the number of sales you make above break-even point. Now, on page 62, let's look at the monthly expenses for the first 3 months. 1. Wages and on costs. Now, on costs are employment costs such as superannuation, allowances and workers' compensation insurance. So you'll be paying a receptionist slash secretary $5,000. Now, with this role, start with somebody who's dynamic, mature-minded, and interested in helping you grow the business. Receptionist is not this person's main skill set. It's administration, organization, and secretarial. Eventually, this person will become your administration controller and be responsible for hiring a receptionist and secretary or secretaries as the business grows. So don't scrimp on your startup receptionist. Hire somebody who will grow with you. This person will keep you organized. The next is a salesperson, and that'll be about $6,000 a month. And then, of course, there's the leader. That's you. You get nothing. Now, agency leaders are paid from profit. Paying yourself a wage is what is called swapping pockets. You take money from startup capital to fund your personal expenses. Now, you may take money from the business to live, but our advice is to take the minimum you can until regular income starts to flow and the team builds in size. Don't plunder the life out of your growing business. On page 63, there's point two, which is marketing and advertising. So there's listing marketing print, $2,500. Listing marketing digital, $1,000. Hiring marketing digital and print, $1,000. Property marketing includes signs, $2,500. Total marketing, $7,000. Now, again, I say a lot of property marketing is typically done by real estate agents is wasted money, but again, I'll expand on this later. Now, warning, under no circumstances should you commit to premier all contracts with a property portal. This advertising has been known to increase by 15% per annum, meaning that this type of advertising can become a crippling expense in no time. Now, you may argue that vendor-paid advertising covers the cost, but this strategy is clearly not working for many agents who are now selling off-market to avoid having to pay the cost of premium advertising. They're not selling off-market to do the best thing for their sellers. They're trying to avoid paying the premium advertising, so don't fall for this. You know, training is a great substitute for advertising. Advertising is the listing tool of the week. So if you train your people, you'll be able to show sellers that they can get a great result without premier advertising. So the advertising spend per property should be no more than 10% of the gross average selling fee. A property that will yield a fee of $12,000 should have no more than $1,200 spent on it. We recommend a marketing levy, not vendor-paid advertising. This, and marketing in general, is explained in the agency profit system. The third expense to consider is training and education. So for the entire office, $3,000 per month. Total training and education spend, $3,000. On page 64 is the fourth expense group, which is sundries. Now, phones and broadband, $1,000. Rent, $2,500. Signs and stationery, $1,000. Electricity, $500. Software and subscriptions, $500. Insurance, $1,500. Vehicle, $500. Miscellaneous, $1,500. So the total spend for sundries is $9,000. And the fifth expense group is bonuses. Now, this won't be applicable in this business in the first 3 months. So monthly expenses, grand total, $30,000. Now, just some comments on the monthly expenses for the first 3 months. Now, monthly expenses of $30,000 may seem excessive for a total headcount of one selling leader, one receptionist secretary, and one salesperson. And you may be tempted to cut some of the expenditure, but be careful if you do. While we encourage leaders to cut expenses wherever possible, there are some expenses that should not be cut. It was mentioned earlier that expenses fall into five groups: wages, marketing and advertising, training and education, sundries and bonuses. But these groups fall under two broader groups. Expenses are either fat or muscle. Now, cut as many fat expenses as you like. These add up over time to bloat a company's profit and loss, leading to loss of profit. Every fat expense you find should be eliminated. A fat expense is an expense that, if you cut it, is not going to cause you to lose business, to lose listings or sales or income. Muscle expenses, however, they're entirely different and should never be cut. Muscle expenses either lead to income or to saving a greater expense elsewhere. Cut a muscle expense and you will lose profit. This is an absolute certainty. So all expenses built into our expenses forecasts are muscle expenses. A high-quality receptionist assistant who can grow into more responsible roles as the business grows. Marketing for listings. Marketing for future winners, income producers, salespeople. Marketing for properties. Bare operating expenses, and training and education. So which of these would you cut and not lose income? More than likely you won't spend on hiring marketing, but do this and you'll remain a one-person sales operation. You'll also be tempted to try and save money, and I put that in inverted commas, to save money on training and education. Do this and you'll foster a culture of incompetence. You never ever save money by not training. Never. So while you're in the startup phase, you have a job and not a business. So the question is, do you want a job or do you want a business? If you want a business, you must market for good people to join your company. Always be hiring until you reach the optimum and the most profitable team size. This is a minimum of 3 salespeople, 4 is recommended, all of whom are winners, and I stress, all of whom are winners. And they'll only become winners if you train them. Now, how do you calculate your break-even point, your BEP? As a selling principal, when you're the only person selling in your agency, you do not pay commission to salespeople when one of your listings sells. Now, if you have monthly expenses of $30,000 and a gross average selling fee of $12,000, calculating the break-even point for selling principal is simple. The break-even point equals monthly expenses divided by the gross average selling fee. So $30,000 divided by $12,000 is 2.5 sales break-even point. When you hire commission-only salespeople, calculating break-even point becomes more complicated. And this is because you have a mix of sales, some sales being made by salespeople and attracting commission, commonly in the industry 50% commission-only. Please note that Pittard's agency profit system does not recommend that method of payment. And some sales are being made by the selling principal, and therefore no commission is payable. Now, I know this wouldn't happen in the early days of a business that the principal stops selling, but for illustration purposes, see how different the break-even point is when the principal makes no sales and all sales are made by salespeople on 50% commission. To calculate the break-even point for a team of salespeople paid 50% commission where the principal does not list or sell, you must consider the officer's share of the gross average selling fee. Now, in this case, the break-even point equals monthly expenses divided by the officer's share of the gross average fee. So gross average selling fee $12,000, of which 50% is paid to salespeople, this means the officer's share of the gross average fee is $6,000. Now you divide the expenses of $30,000 by the $6,000, which is the officer's share of the gross average fee, and you get a 5-sale break-even point. Now, as I said, this scenario won't happen. Principals with commission-only salespeople are almost always selling principals. But this illustrates that paying percentages of gross income before all expenses are paid is a sure path to low profits. What it does is, in this scenario, it's doubled your break-even point. Commission-only and debit credit are not the most profitable systems for rewarding salespeople. This is why so many agency owners have to list and sell properties, so that they can earn income that does not attract large commissions to salespeople. The next thing to consider is the cost price, and that's at the bottom of page 67. It's common to hear people say, oh, in real estate, your stock costs you nothing. Unfortunately, much of the real estate industry practice and beliefs is totally erroneous. Agents with high stock levels have more staff, do more advertising, and have higher expenses than agents with low stock levels. If your agency had 10 exclusive listings, would it consume less time, less money, and less office resources than if your office had 100 listings? Stock really costs you. The higher the cost price, the higher your break-even point, and the harder it is to make a profit. So be careful that you don't pay more for a dollar than the dollar you earn. Monitor your cost price regularly. Work at getting it as low as you can. And this is the cost price formula on page 68. Total expenses divided by the number of sales equals cost per sale. $30,000 divided by 5, $6,000 cost per sale. Now, as the number of sales increases, cost per sale, that is the cost price, decreases. Now, calculate the profit per sale by deducting cost price from the gross average selling fee. And you'll see $12,000 minus $6,000 equals $6,000 profit per sale. To calculate the profit margin, divide the profit per sale by the average selling fee. Profit per sale divided by the gross average fee equals profit margin. $6,000 divided by $12,000 is 50%. This 50% profit margin might appear high, but after break-even point, the income is pure profit. And as a selling principal, you have no commission to pay on the income. Remember, however, that you will not make all the sales. Some will be made by your salesperson. These will attract commission, and so the profit will be lower. And that brings us to the end of part 4. In the 5th and final part, we'll look at growing from a job to a real business. We'll also examine the 7 greatest mistakes of real estate agents, and we'll finish up with your 20-point success checklist. See you in part 5.